thanks for the heartbreak. In everything, give thanks, for this is what God wants from you who are united with Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. You probably know the verse, but how good are you at following that direction during times of deep heartbreak? I remember getting a call at work from my mother-in-law. Her house was burning down and her dog was inside. We quickly put our employees in charge of the shop and jumped in the truck for the 20-mile drive. On the way, I told my husband, "You know, as stupid and ridiculous as this sounds, we have to thank God." That's what we did. First, we gave thanks that Ma wasn't home, trapped or sleeping. Finding things to be thankful for, even the unknown workings of our loving Lord, helped us remain calm. She lost everything in the house, including her dog. How could we possibly give thanks? Because the book says he has a perfect plan. Ma used the insurance money to buy a beautiful home away from the neighborhoodies. A friend from church took her shopping for a new wardrobe. The home she bought was an estate home and came furnished with everything: dishes, pots, pans, furniture, even toilet paper and toothpaste. Most everything she gained was better than what she had lost. Losing her dog was hard, but the dog was old and had been acting strangely. She wouldn't have lived much longer. Ma was spared having to watch her dog die, or even worse, having to put her down. So many blessings became evident as time revealed more of the puzzle. Sometimes God has to take it all away in order to give something better. When the hard times come, and they will, give thanks, for this is what God wants from you, even when it seems stupid and ridiculous.